Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Good morning, and today let's start with what the word of the day is. Fudgets. In a tongue-in-cheek comment, former Reserve Bank of India Governor Raghuram Rajan said, "We have always had fudgets." When asked if he believed in the government's assertion that it has been able to cap the fiscal deficit at 3.5%. Speaking to Bloomberg Quint on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum in Davos, Rajan said that he picked up the term fudget recently from an expert. The term refers to a fox budget that uses imaginary figures and projections with little or no basis in reality. It is 23rd January 2019 and reality is what Amit Shah wants it to be. Or should we say what the RSS has been trying since its inception, that Muslims don't belong to India. A propaganda oft-repeated, like lies, becomes true when not corrected by those who know it to be a lie. But for many, spine flew away. While we are on spine, let's head to swine flu mukt Amit Shah, who has been cleaning up the mic before his speeches. Really hope he cleans his brain and conscience a little bit too. Kicking off party's campaign in West Bengal for the Lok Sabha election, BJP President Amit Shah yesterday accused the ruling Trinamool Congress of misleading people on the National Register of Citizens, NRC, and said Hindu, Buddhist and Sikh refugees in the state need not be afraid because the Citizenship Amendment Bill has been brought to grant them citizenship, essentially saying that only one religion needs to be scared. The fearmonger from Gujarat is having a tough time, with Shiv Sena openly saying that it will support BJP only if Nitin Gadkari comes in as the PM face from BJP. While he said 23 parties and 9 PM aspirants are part of the Gadbandhan, one of the 9 aspirants of prime ministership is making life difficult for the BJP president, so much so that Amit Shah has threatened to hold rallies off his helicopter if Mamata doesn't find it in her heart to let Amit Shah land his chopper in Bengal. As for Mamata Banerjee, Didi has no patience for the Shah, whose superpowers include dodging FIRs. Amit Shah claimed, "Every time I come here, Didi slaps a case on me. I'm younger to her and I will take her cases against me as her blessings." He was just preempting another FIR probably. Such a victim Shri Shah is. The Trinamool Congress yesterday threatened to file a criminal defamation case against BJP President Amit Shah if he did not withdraw his comments suggesting that TMC leaders would collect its syndicate tax. TMC's chief spokesperson Derek O'Brien, in a statement posted on Twitter, said, "Mr. Amit Shah, Bengal is not UP where you are spreading hate and disharmony. There is peace and harmony here, and if you do not withdraw your wild allegations on syndicate tax, we shall charge you with criminal defamation." Well, don't know about syndicate tax, but if our income tax is being spent not for the public but only for advertising one, then that syndicate is a big menace and far more despicable. But then FIR Dodger knows not what that is. The centre has spent a total of rupees 364 crores since 2014 in advertising the Beti Bachao Beti Padhao campaign, one of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's pet projects that aims to improve the child sex ratio. Well, according to the data, over 56% of the funds allocated under the scheme from 2014-15 to 2018-19 were spent on media-related activities. Well, in contrast to this, less than 25% of the funds were disbursed to districts and states. The data also shows that over 19% of the funds weren't released by the government in the first place. Congress President Rahul Gandhi took a swipe at Prime Minister Narendra Modi, alleging that his favorite Beti Bachao Beti Padhao campaign is nothing but an advertisement spree to save himself. Modi Bachao advertisement chalao, he said on Twitter, sharing the link of a media report on the scheme. And before we head to international news section, in case you haven't heard about the game PUBG, well, you might need to come out from the rock you are under. The Gujarat government yesterday issued a circular asking district authorities to ensure a ban on online multiplayer game Player Unknown's Battlegrounds, popularly called PUBG. The State Primary Education Department circular was issued after a recommendation by the Gujarat State Commission for Protection of Child Rights. The circular said the ban was necessary as children were getting addicted to the game and it was adversely affecting their studies. And on to international news, where the BuzzFeed News claim that President Donald Trump told Michael Cohen to lie to Congress still hasn't been corroborated or corrected. Meanwhile, Trump's personal lawyer Rudy Giuliani told the New York Times that according to Trump himself, talks about a Trump Tower Moscow deal continued all the way up to Election Day 2016. Well, a major new admission. So, of course, he soon retracted it and said he didn't really mean to say it. Meanwhile, very unlike the other major democracy of the world, three men and a teenage boy have been arrested and charged over an alleged plot against a small Islamic community in New York State. The suspects are accused of possessing homemade bombs and firearms and planning to attack Islamburg, founded by a Pakistani cleric in the 1980s. The alleged plot was revealed following a tip-off from a school student. And in other bizarre news, Russian police detained a drunken man who threatened the crew of a passenger plane flying Tuesday from a Siberian city to Moscow, forcing it to land shortly after takeoff. But before we take off for the day, we sincerely hope that none of us have to eat a humble pie like a Twitter user Michael1979, who approached the Guinness Book of World Records prepared to recite post-decimal pi values to more than 70,000 digits. The only problem, Michael1979 knew only two decimal places to pi. Worse, even those were incorrect. The letter by Guinness refusing him politely further reminded him that his pi value of 3.11 was also invalid. That is all that we have for you for today. Wishing you more humility than humble pies. We take your leave until tomorrow. Goodbye.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.